Lesson 7. Accent marks, breathing marks, punctuation marks, special punctuation marks, and special pronunciation combinations. A personal word of encouragement to you before we begin this lesson. All of the material presented to you in Lesson 7, with all of the accent and breathing marks, the punctuation marks, and the special marks as well as special pronunciation or phonetic combinations, are already in the Greek New Testament. You do not need to memorize these rules in order to be able to read and understand the Greek of the New Testament. We're presenting this material to you so that you can understand the presentation of the Greek New Testament in Lesson 8. In this lesson, we are going to cover grammar marks that accompany Greek words that express emphasis, stop or slow down in reading, marks that indicate that a rough breathing or H sound, sound is to be pronounced, as well as special combinations of letters that produce special pronunciations. Please notice the note that is given to you on page 1 of Lesson 7. You should continue to practice Lesson 6, Exercise 1, while you study this lesson. Lesson 7, Part 1, Accent Marks. An accent mark is a mark that has been placed over a vowel to indicate that stress or emphasis is to be placed on that syllable in the word. These accent marks are already in the Greek text. For now, you should become familiar with them. When we get to Lesson 8, they will be pointed out to you as we study the Greek text itself. There are three accent marks in Greek. The first is the acute. Notice it has an upward slant to it. Second is the grave. In some language classes, this is pronounced the grave. But in Greek, it is the grave. And notice it has a downward slant to it. The third is the circumflex. The circumflex is a combination of both the acute and the grave. Notice the first example given to you. There are also two other ways in which the circumflex is found in some Greek texts, depending on which Greek text you're reading from. The second way the circumflex is found is a wavy line, or the third is sort of a part circular shape over a letter. So the circumflex is found in three different forms, yet it is all one accent and is the combination of the acute and the grave. Notice examples given to you at the bottom of page 1, Lesson 7, of how these accents might be found over letters in the Greek text. Notice the first alpha has the acute. The second alpha has the grave. The first epsilon has the acute. The second epsilon has the grave. The first iota has the acute over it. The second iota has the grave. Notice the first eta, that has the circumflex accent over it. The second eta has the acute, and the third eta has the grave. These are what the accents can look like over Greek letters in words to express emphasis or to show where the emphasis is to be placed in that particular word. Again, let me say to you that you do not have to figure out the accents in Greek words. These accents are already in the Greek text, but are given to you by way of explanation, and we will point them out to you as we read the Greek text in Lesson 8. Accent marks are continued on page 2. Lesson 7, page 2. Part 1, Accent Marks, continued. The original formation and placing of accents into Greek was to indicate pitch or inflection, that is, the rising and falling of the voice. The acute accent denoted a rising inflection, denoted by its upward slant. The grave accent denoted a falling inflection of the voice, and of course that is denoted by the downward slant of the grave accent. And the circumflex accent denoted a rising and falling at the same time inflection of the voice, and is a combination of the acute and grave accents. In today's pronunciation of Koine Greek, there is no distinction in pitch or inflection. Each accent denotes where the stress or emphasis is to be placed in pronouncing the word. Now, there are two accent rules to consider at this time. Accent rule number one. The accent stands over the vowel of a syllable. You will always find the accent over a vowel in the syllable of a word where the emphasis is to be placed in the word. Look under the examples. There are three of them given under accent rule number one on page two. The first example is cosmos. The accent is over the omicron in the first syllable. And by the way, we're going to present and introduce syllables to you in lesson 9 to help you learn what syllables are and help you further in your pronunciation of words. Cosmos. Notice the accent is over the omicron, cos. It's not cosmos, but cosmos, the emphasis placed over the syllable omicron. The second example is caritos. Caritos. The accent is over the alpha. The third example is the circumflex over the omega in the word phos. The emphasis is to be placed on the omega. Phos. Accent rule number two. The accent stands over the second vowel of a diphthong. You'll remember in our study of diphthongs that a diphthong is two vowel sounds that have formed one sound or phonetic pronunciation. And so since a diphthong is treated as one vowel, the accent stands over the second vowel of a diphthong. For instance, your example and accent rule number two is Theou. By the way, it's the word for God. The first syllable is the. The second syllable is oo. But the accent is placed over the upsilon. Theou. Lesson 7, Part 2. Breathing marks. There is no H sound or H sound in the Greek alphabet. The H sound is represented by a rough breathing mark over the letter or vowel. When no H sound is to be pronounced, there will be a smooth breathing mark over the letter or vowel. For example, the rough breathing mark is given to you in the first example on Lesson 7, page 2. This represents that an H sound is to be placed in front of the letter that it is over. For instance, under the example, the word that's given to you, epsilon nu, is the word N. But with a rough breathing above the epsilon, it is pronounced hen. Notice, secondly, the smooth breathing mark. It is in the opposite direction of the rough breathing mark. Using the same word, N, putting a smooth breathing mark over the epsilon, it remains its original pronunciation of N. The smooth breathing mark indicates that there is no rough breathing before the letter and word. So the first example is 10. The second example with the smooth breathing mark, it's N. And again, let me remind you by way of encouragement that we will point these things out to you in the reading of the Greek New Testament in Lesson 8. You will not be left on your own to figure these things out. And you will hear them over and over, reinforced over again, after they are presented to you in Lesson 8, so that you will learn, you will not be left on your own to figure them out. The breathing marks are continued on Lesson 7, page 3. Breathing mark rules. BMR number 1. A breathing mark is always placed over a vowel or a diphthong at the beginning of a word. In other words, if a word begins with a vowel, it will have a breathing mark placed over it to show whether there is an H sound to be pronounced or just the normal pronunciation. Look under the examples. The first example is the word ek. It has the smooth breathing mark, therefore there is no H sound. It is pronounced ek. The third word is the word aletheos. Aletheos. Notice the first alpha has the smooth breathing mark, which tells us that there is no H sound to be pronounced before the alpha. Also notice the accent mark is over the iota. So the syllable fe is where the emphasis is to be placed. So it's pronounced aletheos. Notice the third word. It is the word huios. The word begins with a diphthong, upsilon iota. And the breathing mark is over the iota, the second vowel of a diphthong. And it is the rough breathing mark. Therefore, an H sound is to be pronounced before the letter. But since it's a diphthong, the H sound is pronounced in front of the diphthong. So instead of it being we, it's hui. Hui os. And again, notice the accent is over the omicron. So it's huios. Breathing mark rule number 2. When a breathing mark is in a word, it will always be placed over a vowel or the second vowel in a diphthong. Notice your examples. Again, the diphthong oi. It has a rough breathing mark. It's over the second vowel of the diphthong. It is pronounced hoi. Notice in the word haematon. Again, it starts off, the word starts off with a diphthong, alpha, iota, with the breathing mark over the second vowel of the diphthong. It is high, not I, but high ma tone. The second syllable, ma, has the accent mark. High ma tone. The third example is the word opiso. Notice the smooth breathing over the omicron to start the word. Therefore, there is no rough breathing. The accent is over the iota. Opiso is the pronunciation of the word. But the breathing mark in a word will always be placed over the vowel or the second vowel of a diphthong. Breathing mark rule number 3. When a breathing mark and an accent mark stand over the same vowel, the breathing mark is placed first, then the accent mark, except with the circumflex accent which stands over the breathing mark. Here are two examples. We're talking about when there's a breathing mark and accent mark over the same vowel. The rule is the breathing mark comes first, then the accent mark. Look at the first example. Anthropon. The breathing mark and accent mark are over the alpha. It is a smooth breathing mark. Therefore, there is no H sound. And there is an acute accent. Therefore, the emphasis is to be placed on the first syllable, on. Anthropon. Look at your second example. Whenever you have a breathing mark and circumflex accent over the same vowel, the circumflex accent will be above or on top of the breathing mark. The word is apone. Epsilon iota is a diphthong, A. It has a smooth breathing mark, so it remains A. It has the circumflex accent over it, which means the emphasis is to be placed on this first syllable, the diphthong. Apone is the pronunciation. Breathing mark rule number 4. A upsilon or a rho at the beginning of a word will always have a rough breathing mark. Notice the example. Hrema. The rho is at the beginning of a word and it has the rough breathing mark. Hrema. The accent, circumflex, is over the eta. Hrema. The second part of this breathing mark rule is that when a upsilon begins a word, it will always have the rough breathing. The pronunciation of the second word is hubrisco. Hubrisco. Notice the accent is over the iota, so it's hubrisco. The emphasis is placed on the vowel iota and its syllable. Lesson 7, Part 3, Punctuation Marks. The Greek text, like English, is also punctuated to show when to slow down and when to stop or raise the voice in the form of a question. There are 4 punctuation marks that are found in the Greek text. The first one is the comma. It looks like and functions the same as the English comma, and it denotes a slowing down or pausing before going on. The second is the period. It looks like and functions the same as the English period and denotes one is to stop at that point in reading. The colon. In Greek, is a dot in the middle of the writing line that follows the word. This colon also functions as a semicolon, but it functions the same as the English colon. 2 dots coming before lists, etc. The fourth is the question mark, and notice what the question mark looks like. It looks like the English semicolon, but in the Greek text, this English semicolon mark will be there, and it functions like the English question mark. It is actually the Greek question mark, but looks like the English semicolon. Now, these punctuation marks are already in the Greek text, and we will point them out to you as we read and go through the Greek text together. We're going to study 3 special punctuation marks that are found in the Greek text. The first one is the elision. An elision mark is placed at the end of a word when the final vowel of that word is dropped. The final vowel is dropped when the word is followed by a word that begins with a vowel. When a vowel is dropped or eluted, the vowel is replaced by an elision mark. The elision mark is represented by an apostrophe. Now let me explain by way of the examples given. You'll come across these 2 Greek words in the Greek text. Allah, ek. 2 Greek words. Notice the first word, Allah. Smooth breathing mark, accent on the final alpha. the word Allah ends with a vowel. The next word begins with a vowel. So phonetic or pronunciation purposes, the final vowel of the word Allah is dropped or eluted and replaced by what we call an apostrophe mark, which is actually an elision mark in Greek. And this denotes that a letter has been dropped. Serves the same function as our apostrophe. So that in the Greek text, it'll appear as Al-Ek instead of Allah-Ek. It's Al-Ek. And it denotes a letter has been dropped. The second special punctuation mark that we are studying is what is called the diéresis. The word diéresis actually means to separate in half. A diéresis mark, which are two dots placed over the letter, is placed over the second of two vowels in a diphthong to indicate that they form two vowel sounds instead of one. So far we've studied that a diphthong is made up of two vowels combined into one sound. What the diéresis does is tell the reader that the diphthong is to be separated and pronounced, each vowel pronounced individually, as they were in the beginning before they formed the diphthong. Example, it's the word Isaiah, Hesaias. Notice the eta has the rough breathing over it. It's hey, not a, but hey. If it had a smooth breathing mark, it would be a, but it's hey. The second syllable is sigma, alpha, iota. That would be pronounced psi, because the alpha, iota is a diphthong, I with the sigma, psi, and the last syllable, os. Hey, psi, os. But notice the diéresis mark is over the iota. Therefore, it is splitting the alpha and the iota into separate pronunciations. So it is pronounced Hesaias. Again, we'll point these out to you as we read through the Greek text. Don't get bogged down and burdened with these and learning these. You will learn them easier by listening to our reading and presentation to you from the Greek text itself. The third special punctuation mark is the iota subscript. An iota subscript is formed when an iota follows a long alpha, eta, or omega. During the development of the Greek language, when this combination occurred, the iota was not pronounced. It was indicated as originally in the text, but not pronounced, by placing an iota subscript under each of these three letters. In other words, when an alpha, a long alpha, was followed by an iota, for pronunciation purposes, the Greek reader would not pronounce the iota. This is only after a long alpha, eta, or omega. So what they did was they removed the iota from the text and put it under the letter in a subscript form to indicate that it was originally in the word. But the iota subscript is not pronounced. And the letter that it is under is, the letter itself is pronounced as the letter sound was originally meant without the iota. These letters are still pronounced the same and the iota is not pronounced. Look under the example. In Greek, you're going to find the alpha, and it'll have an iota subscript underneath it. Notice the mark. This indicates to us that the alpha in the word was once followed by an iota, which has been dropped, and the indication that it was there is placed under the letter alpha. It does not change the pronunciation of the letter. It is still pronounced ah. The iota subscript is just an indicator. The iota is not pronounced. Look under the second example, the eta. It has an iota subscript under it. It is pronounced A. The omega is unchanged in its phonetic sound or pronunciation. It has the iota subscript under it, meaning at one time the iota followed the omega, since has been dropped in pronunciation, but indicated as once in the word by the subscript underneath, but the letter is pronounced still O. And again, these will be pointed out to you as we go through the Greek text. Lesson 7, Part 5, Special Pronunciation Rule. These rules are found in combination letters. In the reading of the Greek New Testament, there are certain letters formed in combination with gamma that produces a special pronunciation. When a gamma comes before another gamma, that is, its gamma-gamma, or comes before a kappa, or the gamma comes before a chi, or the gamma comes before a xi, the first gamma forms an N sound. Notice the examples in the combination letter chart. Gamma, gamma produce ung. The first gamma forms an N sound. Again, this is for phonetic or pronunciation purposes. Ung. When a gamma and ki come together, the first gamma forms an N sound. Unk. The third example is when a gamma and ki come together. That pronounces a unk sound in pronunciation. When a gamma and xi come together, it forms the pronunciation unks. Again, we will point these out to you, these combination letters, and pronounced for you in the reading of the Greek New Testament. All of these rules and pronunciations are also found in the chart section of your course, where you can refer to and will be pointing these out to you and asking you to turn to your chart section as we read through this course by way of explanation of our reading of the Greek New Testament and study of it as we go through. After you review the material in this lesson on accent marks, breathing marks, punctuation marks, special punctuation marks, and special pronunciation combinations, you will be ready to go on to the exercise in this lesson on page 6. And again, we emphasize to you, it's after you review the material. The exercise in this lesson on page 6 will help you to learn this material. So don't wait until you perfect it. Just review it, become familiar with it, and then study the presentation in the exercise on page 6. Lesson 7, page 6. Lesson 7, Accent, Punctuation, and Pronunciation Exercises, Exercise 1. In this exercise, the accent marks, breathing marks, punctuation marks, special punctuation marks, and special pronunciation combinations will be presented and pronounced for you. You'll be taken through once with the pronunciation and explanations presented to you. The second time through, you will be asked to respond with the pronunciation of the letter or letters. So I'll read through the first time, giving the line and figure number, the pronunciation and explanation, and second time through, you'll be asked to respond by giving the pronunciation of the letter or letters. Line 1, figure 1, is pronounced low. It is lambda omicron with the acute accent over the omicron. It is pronounced low. Figure 2, Omicron Nu, with the acute accent over the Omicron. Omicron Nu is pronounced own. Figure 3, P Alpha Nu, with the acute accent over the alpha. It is pronounced pon. Figure 4 is tau with the diphthong omicron upsilon. So it's t with oo. It's pronounced two. Notice the circumflex accent is over the upsilon. According to the accent rules, the accent is always placed over a vowel or over the second vowel of a diphthong, the diphthong forming one vowel sound. So it is pronounced two. Figure 5, phi omega final sigma, with the circumflex accent over the omega. It is pronounced phos. Figure 6 is omicron final sigma with the grave accent over the omicron. It is pronounced os. Line 2, figure 1. Epsilon nu with a smooth breathing mark over the epsilon. It is pronounced n. The smooth breathing mark indicates that no H sound is to be pronounced. The word is N. Figure 2 is Omicron with the rough breathing mark. It is pronounced Ho. The H sound goes in front of the Omicron. Instead of O, it's Ho. Figure 3 is a diphthong. Omicron Upsilon, which is pronounced oo. According to the breathing mark rules, the breathing mark goes over the second vowel of a diphthong. This is a smooth breathing mark over the upsilon, which indicates that no H sound is to be pronounced, so it's pronounced oo. Figure 4, eta nu, with a smooth breathing mark over the eta and a circumflex accent over the eta. Now remember the breathing mark accent rule. When a breathing mark and accent are over the same vowel, the breathing mark comes first, then the accent, except in the case of the circumflex accent goes over the breathing mark. It is a smooth breathing mark. Just the eta nu is pronounced ain. Smooth breathing with accent, it's still ain. Figure 5. Again a diphthong, alpha upsilon. It's pronounced ow. It has a smooth breathing mark over the upsilon, so it's pronounced ow. No H sound is to be pronounced. Figure 6 is the omicron with a smooth breathing mark. Therefore, no H sound. It is not like figure 2, which was ho. This is a smooth breathing mark over the omicron, and it's pronounced o. Line 3, figure 1. Alpha rho. Alpha has the smooth breathing mark. Therefore, it is pronounced r. Figure 2 is the epsilon. It has the smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, it is still pronounced eh. The smooth breathing mark indicates that no H sound is to be pronounced. Line 3, figure 3 is the diphthong omicron upsilon. It is pronounced oo. And again, it has the smooth breathing mark over the second vowel of the diphthong. Therefore, it indicates no H sound is to be pronounced. Therefore, it is still pronounced oo. Figure 4 of line 3 is eta, pronounced a, but it has a rough breathing mark over it. Therefore, it is pronounced Hey. The H sound going before the A. Hey. Figure 5. Alpha nu, which is pronounced on. The alpha has a smooth breathing mark over it, therefore it is pronounced on, no H sound. Figure 6 of line 3 is the omicron, only with a rough breathing mark over it, therefore it is pronounced ho. Line 4, figure 1. Iota, which is pronounced E. It has a smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, its pronunciation remains E, no H sound. Figure 2. Epsilon iota. That's a diphthong. Its pronunciation is A. Now the iota, the second letter of the diphthong, has a smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, its pronunciation remains A, no H sound. Line 4, figure 3, is iota, E, but it has a rough breathing mark over it. Therefore, it is pronounced he. Figure 4, epsilon, rho, is pronounced er. The epsilon has the smooth breathing mark over it, therefore it is pronounced er, no H sound. Figure 5, epsilon gamma, pronounced egg. The epsilon has the smooth breathing mark over it, therefore it is still pronounced egg. Figure 6 is the diphthong omicron iota, pronounced oi. The iota has the rough breathing mark over it. Therefore, the oi is pronounced hoi. Line 5, figure 1. Epsilon xi. It's pronounced x. The epsilon has the smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, no H sound. It is still pronounced x. Figure 2, omicron iota, the diphthong, forming the word or pronunciation oi. With the rough breathing over the iota, it is pronounced hoi. Line 5, figure 3, it's the diphthong u with a kappa, pronounced ook. The second letter of the diphthong u, the upsilon, has the smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, it remains in its original pronunciation, ook. Figure 4, the diphthong alpha iota, I. With a rough breathing over the second letter, iota, so it is pronounced high. Figure 5, epsilon sigma, is pronounced S. The epsilon has a smooth breathing mark over it, therefore it remains in its pronunciation S. Figure 6, omega final sigma, pronounced os. The omega has a rough breathing mark over it, therefore the H sound is to be pronounced at the beginning of this syllable or word, and it is pronounced hos. Line 6, figure 1. Epsilon mu, pronounced m. Notice the smooth breathing mark over the epsilon, so it remains pronounced m. Figure 2, a very important diphthong found in the New Testament, upsilon iota. It is pronounced we, but the iota has a rough breathing mark over it. Therefore, it is pronounced hui. Figure 3, omega nu. It's pronounced own. The omega has a smooth breathing mark over it. Therefore, it is pronounced own. Figure 4 is ki-eta. Ki-eta, pronounced K. But the eta has an iota subscript under it, which means in the original forming of this syllable or word, the iota followed the eta, but was not pronounced and eventually put under the letter to show that it was originally in the word, but it is not pronounced. So the eta remains A in its phonetic sound. It also has the circumflex accent on it, which shows emphasis is to be placed on this letter. So originally it was pronounced K, and with the circumflex accent and iota subscript, it is still pronounced K. Line 6, figure 5. Tau omega is pronounced toe. It also has the iota subscript underneath the omega, and the circumflex over the omega. It is still pronounced toe. Line 6, figure 6. Alpha, pronounced ah. It has a smooth breathing mark over it, therefore it is still pronounced ah. Line 7, figures 1 and 2, as you'll find it in the Greek text, two words coming together, Allah, ek. The alpha at the end of the word Allah is dropped or eluded and represented by an apostrophe because the word after it begins with a vowel. Therefore, Allah, ek, becomes all, ek, figures 3 and 4. Now we're going to go through a second time, and I'll give the line number, then the figure number, and pause, and give you a chance to pronounce in response the phonetic sound of the letter or letters. Line 1, figure 1, lambda omicron with an acute accent over the omicron. Low. Figure 2, omicron nu with an acute accent over the omicron. Own. Figure 3, p alpha nu with an acute accent over the alpha. Pon. Figure 4, tau, omicron, upsilon, with a circumflex over the upsilon. Two. Figure 5, phi, omega, final sigma, with a circumflex over the omega. Phos. Figure 6, omicron, with a final sigma, with a grave accent over the omicron. Os. Line 2, figure 1. Epsilon nu, with a smooth breathing mark over the epsilon. N. Figure 2, omicron, with a rough breathing mark over it. Ho. Figure 3, omicron upsilon, with a smooth breathing mark over the upsilon. Oo. Figure 4, eta nu, with a smooth breathing mark and a circumflex accent over the eta. Ain. Figure 5, alpha upsilon, with a smooth breathing mark over the upsilon. Ow. Figure 6, Omicron, with a smooth breathing mark over it. O. Line 3, Figure 1, Alpha Rho, with a smooth breathing mark over the alpha. R. Figure 2, Epsilon, with a smooth breathing mark over it. E. Figure 3, Omicron Upsilon, with a smooth breathing mark over the Upsilon. U. Figure 4, Eta, with a rough breathing mark over it. Hey. Figure 5, Alpha Nu, with a smooth breathing mark over the alpha. On. Figure 6, Omicron, with a rough breathing mark over it. Ho. Line 4, Figure 1. Iota, with a smooth breathing mark over it. E. Figure 2, Epsilon Iota, with a smooth breathing mark over the Iota. A. Figure 3, Iota, with a rough breathing mark over it. He. Figure 4, Epsilon Rho, with a smooth breathing mark over the Epsilon. Figure 5, Epsilon Gamma, with a smooth breathing mark over the Epsilon. Egg. Figure 6, Omicron Iota, with a rough breathing mark over the Iota. Hoy. Line 5, Figure 1. Epsilon Xi, with a smooth breathing over the Epsilon. X. Figure 2, Omicron Iota, with a rough breathing mark over the Iota. Hoy. Figure 3, Omicron Upsilon Kappa, with a smooth breathing mark over the Upsilon. Ook. Figure 4, Alpha Iota, with a rough breathing mark over the Iota. High. Figure 5, Epsilon Sigma, with a smooth breathing mark over the Epsilon. S. Figure 6, Omega Final Sigma, with a rough breathing mark over the Omega. Hos. Line 6, Figure 1, Epsilon Mu, with a smooth breathing mark over the Epsilon. M. Figure 2, Upsilon Iota, with a rough breathing mark over the Iota. Hui. Figure 3, Omega Nu, with a smooth breathing mark over the Omega. On. Figure 4, Ki Eta, with an iota subscript under the eta and circumflex accent over the eta. K. Figure 5, Tau Omega, with an iota subscript under the omega and a circumflex accent over the omega. Toe. Figure 6, alpha with a smooth breathing mark over the alpha. Ah. Line 7. Figures 1 and 2. Allah ek becomes figures 3 and 4. All ek. The elision mark representing the missing or dropped or eluded alpha. After you practice this exercise, you should go on to the presentation of the Greek text of the Gospel of John in Lesson 8. In Exercise 1 of Lesson 8, everything that you have learned in the first 7 lessons will be presented to you. In Exercise 2 of Lesson 8, you will be reading the words and complete text of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. So we encourage you to review this exercise on Lesson 7, page 6. Don't try to perfect it, as the hearing of the reading of the Greek New Testament as well as the explanation is what will help you learn this material, as well as your own efforts to become familiar with the material.